Hi, this is Fansite Jason, and I'm sat here with Paul LaFontaine, CEO of Soulaki. I've gathered a lot of questions from Fansites through the survey which I sent out, and I've compiled a list of questions which I'm going to ask Paul, and we're going to feed those back to you. So, Paul, first question, what is going on at Habbo at the moment?
Sure, Jason. What's going on at Habbo is that we're modernizing. We're bringing Habbo up to date. That's all we're doing. So you have to remember that when Habbo was started, there were no social networks. 10, 11 years ago, when Habbo was a small chat site in Finland, the idea of social media wasn't even really invented. So a lot of the basic ideas in Habbo come from that time, and all we're doing is we're learning from what works in social media and we're adapting it for Habbo, so it's going to be a unique place, but it's going to use the best thinking of what's going on in the market right now.
Okay, second question. What is the sort of long-term future of Habbo in the social network culture?
Well, even though Habbo started before other social networks came into being, Habbo is one of the unique and truly social networks. It's a place where you actually go on and you interact in real time. Asynchronous message leaving, like happens on most social networks, is really like posting to forums. It's convenient, it works. But true social networking is where you go and you actually talk to people, you're chatting, it's real time, and Habbo does that very well. So I think the model of what Habbo is actually is where the market will end up going. And in a way, we were ahead of our time, and we're going to be exactly with our time in the future. So I think Habbo is very relevant.
Okay, so we've seen quite a lot of activity in Twitter lately with some of the staff, and one of the questions I received was, why is Habbo changing the way that they are socializing with Habbos?
Yeah, I think it comes down to if we are a social media network or a social media platform or whatever you want to call us, if we are social media, we should use social media and we should not be afraid to actually engage with users, with fan sites. We should not be afraid of the good that comes from that and the sometimes negative comments. We should get right out there with our users and interact, discuss what's going on, listen. The days where you would go into a laboratory and build a product and hope users would like it is really over. You don't really need to do that anymore. Because Habbo is so unique, we can actually discuss with very experienced users what we're building. And those users can actually give us feedback based on their experience. They can guide us, give us hints. And we have to put a little bit of extra magic into it when we actually build the thing. But we can come from a lot of feedback, and these social media tools allow us to do that. So by taking the senior staff at Soulaki, putting them out there with the user base, talking to users, it changes us because we listen very closely, but hopefully it changes users and they see that as Habbos, they can feed back information back to us and we can actually build things based on what they want. So the crazy idea here is, what if we actually built a service where we actually just listen to users and built what they want? It's fundamental. It sounds almost silly to say it. But if we actually use social media to listen very carefully and build what users say is a lot of fun, we would end up with a ridiculously fun service and a place where users know that we listen and they trust that we're actually going to fix anything that we get wrong. Because I guarantee you some things will go wrong, but we can very quickly fix them. And I think that's what we're trying to build here.
Okay, cheers, Paul. The next question. What is an official site? What constitutes a good fan site?
You know, I think any fan site that is interesting, it doesn't have broken links, keeps people coming back, it provides trusted content about Habbo, it actually enriches the experience of being a Habbo, is a good site and actually should be recognized by us as being a helpful partner. So you could call that an official site. There are a lot of great fan sites and fan sites that have a lot of very thoughtful work put into them. They're very interesting. I myself go around to different fan sites and just stop at some just because they're really well laid out and have a lot of great content. So an official site is one that just does a great job of actually representing what Habbo is. Sites that I would say are not official are ones that just haven't been kept up, nobody goes to visit them, or they actually have some other purpose, like they use Habbo to get users to go there so that they can sell them something different, or scam them or things like that. That obviously is not going to be acceptable to us, because we don't want HABOs going there under our name and having things sold to them that aren't HABO. That's just basic business and the way business works. So what we want is a relationship with those sites that are just really well maintained and make sense and actually represent HABO well. So any site that does that, we would consider official.
Okay, we had a question from one fan site asking whether they can get free VIP to be able to report on events.
I think any site that's a good partner that is representing HABO well, you know, the owner of that site, the keeper of that site, should get rewards, and we would certainly consider giving out VIP to help them cover events and service. So I think that's a reasonable thing to give for a job well done on a fan site.
Okay, that leads me on to the next question, which is around badges. We've already created a badge which you guys can use on your site. I'm just getting the last bits of feedback on that. But the question I have here, Paul, is whether we can create in-game badges for fan site owners.
I think in-game badges for fan site owners are totally fine. If you're a fan site owner and you want to talk about your fan site in the service, you make friends and you talk about it, that's fine. Spamming the service and creating a bad user experience is not fine. And I think everybody would agree that, you know, putting your fan site name in a speech bubble 20 times in a row really is irritating, and nobody wants that. But if you're in the site as a fan site owner, you're a VIP as a result of that, and you're someone who's actually covering different events, I think that makes total sense, and I would support it.
Okay, and what is HABO going to do to help promote fan sites?
Well, this is a really complicated issue, and I will just speak very truthfully, and I think I'm happy to engage in the debate with all the fan site owners. But there are two points here around promotion that I want to be really, really clear about. First is there's this idea of promoting one fan site over the other. And what everyone is too polite to actually say on Twitter or in conversations is, promote my fan site and not the other fan sites. But that's kind of the message that comes through. Well, here's the thing. If somebody else is more convincing about promoting their fan site than your fan site, you're going to think that's terribly unfair. So it's only fair as long as you're the one getting the traffic or the recognition. So to say it dilutes the value of fan sites by giving them all the same information is just simply another way of saying, give me the information and not the other fan sites. That's an unbalanced playing field. The second piece is, if we all agree as adults and as people that we want to go to an unfair system, and that's one where some fan sites are preferred by HABO over others, and we actually drive traffic to them, and that's a system that is unbalanced, I'm happy to do that too, because that's just called a commercial arrangement, and it's the person who either pays the most or provides the most value. It's done in business, and there's no problem with that. We're going to start with a fair system, and we're going to see which fan sites actually respond well to the fair system, because I think a lot of our fan sites are actually done by true fans of HABO. They're not commercial enterprises. They don't have a lot of money. They're labors of love. They're hobbies. So I want to start with the fair system, and we'll go from there. But I'm happy to engage in the conversation on any level about the way we want to handle promotion or attribution of fan sites on HABO.
Okay, and previously, before the changes, Paul, fan sites were working with site producers to be able to promote and provide things for events. And fan sites are just asking how they create events and how they can be sort of promoted in HABO going forward.
I think any activity that engages users in the HABO experience and the brand and being a HABO is a good thing. So events in coordination with and cooperation with fan sites can be good things. They have to be carefully designed. So handing out a bunch of badges to a fan site for them to just basically give them away in which a kind of not very fun way or a way that's kind of scammy, we're not going to do. But fan sites come with very thoughtful programs that actually engage users in being HABOs, we absolutely will look at and cooperate with you on. In the past, it was a local site producer who would work with a local fan site, and there wasn't a lot of oversight and control in terms of quality, and so I think we pulled back from that. But we now have Fan Sites Jason, who is the epitome of quality, and I think Fan Sites Jason will be sitting at the center of any program where we cooperate with you guys. The final thing is, I'm actually a bit of a fan of Habbo myself, and so I want more content, and I want more things out there. So we are completely open to new ideas. We are not interested in rehashing the same old conversations, arguments about a badge or this or that. We're open to new ideas. If the ideas are innovative, interesting, and actually make your fan sites better and Habbo better, we're totally open to it. This is the new Habbo, but it's going to take the best of the old Habbo. And throughout Habbo's lifetime, fan sites have been an important part of it, and we're going to continue to have that be the case.
Okay, Paul, thank you. That concludes all my questions. So we hope you guys enjoy this podcast. Hopefully it'll be the first of a few, and we'll be in touch soon. Thank you.